Have a good day now. Yes, Mrs. Schaefer, we have your bread here. Mm-hmm. How are the boys doing? That's good to hear. Oh, yes, Mr. Hammond, I have your, how many dozens? 3 dozen. Well, you guys really like those sugar cookies. I don't blame you. Gal like makes a mean one. Here you go. Oh, thank you. I've been letting it grow out. I can finally tie it back into a ponytail. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. We'd love to. Tuesday night? We'll be there. All right. Goodbye now. Oh, it's been pretty busy today. What time is it? Oh, silly me. I've gone over our hours again. Nobody outside. I guess it's safe to lock up. There we go. Time to go check on my little baker. Hey, honey. Oh, wow, you're already cleaning up. Look how tidy you are. You're so clean. Compared to me, goodness gracious. Yep, business was good today. It's sure a lot easier when somebody else is doing most of the work. I get to just stand up front, work the cash register, and look pretty. Of course I don't mind. After all, it's the least I can do. You giving me a little bit of extra work to supplement the new firm? It's been going well. I'm looking into some office space in the city. Not that working from home hasn't been great, but it's a little silly having meetings with clients right underneath, you know, all those paintings that Georgina commissioned. I think they're supposed to be flowers. I want them to be flowers. The other implications are just too weird. I'll have to start commuting by the train. It'll be just like that day that I came here last year. Coming back for the first time in so many years. It was magical, and I'll get to take that train every day. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone? It'll only be for a few hours. I'll still be here in the evening. I know, it's not the same as being able to see each other every day. But way better than when I was living in New York for 6 months. I know, it was so hard. But you made it a lot easier by giving me a call every night. Getting to hear your voice really got me through that transition period while my firm looked for another person. I still think it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's so funny. You know, Christmas last year, everything seemed so stressful and difficult. I felt like I had to stay just because I'd put so much time into getting to the top of that firm. But now that I'm gone, I haven't missed it even once. All of those crabby clients and Well, my boss breathing down my neck all the time, having no personal life. I don't know why I wanted that so badly. I mean, the money was nice, but it wasn't nice enough to make up for feeling like that all of the time. You taught me that. You taught me how to slow down and really take the world in. You know, I'm surprised you didn't ask me to stay. That day when you took me out to look out over the city, when I was on my way back to New York, you just let me make my own decision. I could have gone a completely different direction. Do you ever think about that? Oh, you knew? Look at you. Oh, so you knew I was so head over heels I was never going to permanently go back? You knew I'd pick what made me happy. I don't know about smart, but thank you. You've always respected my space and my decisions. Even when I was living in New York, kind of going back and forth on whether to quit or not, you were so supportive. No matter what I said that day, whether I was saying, oh, I think that I'll have to stay in New York, we'll have to keep seeing each other long distance, or whether I was saying, oh, I want to go home, I want to come back to Pine Tree Hollow, you were always supportive. And no matter what, you always loved me through the whole thing. Whether you thought I was going to be close or far away. I have to say, though, it's been a lot nicer dating in person. I get to do this. I get to have you over for dinner, hold you. The phone was nice, but this is special. And getting to celebrate another Christmas with you in person was like a dream. Now that Georgina and Grandma are married, gosh, they're... I didn't want to say insufferable. They're just so in love. I hope one day... Nothing. I guess we're pretty insufferable too. I can't help it. I just want to be kissing you and holding you all the time. You know, I've been thinking, what would you think about me moving out of Grandma's place? Well, I could get a place of my own. Or, you know. Well, I was thinking. Shush. Don't make fun of me. I thought it might be nice to maybe live together. Unless you think it's too soon. I totally understand that. I don't want to pressure you at all or any... Huh? Your coat? It's by the door, I think. Why? Do you want to leave already? Yeah, I can grab it for you. I'll be right back, I guess. You're acting so strange. Okay, here's your coat, weirdo. What? What is that? You keeping snacks in your pocket now? Well, I don't know what else would be in a little tiny velvet box. Oh, oh my goodness! Kallik? Why are you getting down on... Oh! Oh! Is this what you've been hiding? I mean, yes! Yes! Yes, absolutely, yes! Here, get up! Dreaming? Oh, it feels like a dream. I don't think you can be this happy when you're awake. Can you? Ow! Hey, no pinching. Yes, I guess I'm awake. You silly. Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. Infuriating. Fiance. You're my fiance now. This is crazy. Oh my goodness. How long have you had that in your coat? Since I said I was moving back? That's crazy, though! Really? I mean, I kinda knew you were the one, too. I'm... Sorry, I'm just, like, really happy, overwhelmed. Tearing up. Oh my goodness. Kallik, you made me so happy. Ever since we reconnected, I've felt more alive than I've ever felt in my entire life. I can't believe that I have so much love in my life now. You, of course. And then being able to see Grandma and Georgina every day and everybody in town. It's like my life has become everything I never knew that I needed. Oh my goodness, speaking of Grandma, what's she gonna think? I know she's gonna be thrilled, but... What do you mean she already knows? How does she... At Christmas, Is that what you guys were talking about? Oh, you were so weird and secretive about it. Taking her outside to talk to her? You guys both looked so serious. You came back in giggling like two little kids. I thought that it was like something about the bakery or something. But you asked her for her blessing? You're such a dork. A wonderful dork. My dork. I love you. I love you so much. And I kinda really want you right now. Is that weird? No? I mean, the shop is locked and we're in the back. And there's this nice table that's just going to waste. I could just sit on like this and wrap my legs around you. We can just push those off. I'll pick them up later. To feel your body on mine. Let's get these off. You're so gorgeous. I really love seeing you naked. And now I guess I get to see you naked forever, huh? For the rest of our lives. Not all the time. I have to wear clothes sometimes. Very little, I promise. Oh, honey, you don't have to kneel on the floor. Your knees are gonna get sore. I know eating me out, gives you a lot of stamina, but I guess I can let you do it. It's your knees. Take such good care of me. know you could do this for hours. You have. I love everything that you do to me. Every touch of your hands, your lips, everything. Everything. My body so well too. I always feel like I can relax and just let go. Sweet. It tastes sweet. Like a sweet roll. Maybe it's because I eat so many of them. Let me open my legs a little wider, and I can take you in. Right. Oh, right where you belong. I love having you inside me. I love you. My fiance. I can't believe it. Do you like hearing that? Do you like hearing that I'm gonna be yours forever? That we'll always be together now. I like hearing it too. I love you. Oh. that I'll always be by your side forever. Stay inside me when you finish. Stay inside me. Stay with me. When we finish, I think you feel so good. It always is with you. There's something special about making love for the first time when I know I'm gonna marry you. I can't believe it. For right now. I'm just gonna hold my fiance. So cool to say that. In the summer? That's so soon. You're right. Why wait? I want to start the rest of our lives together as soon as possible. Well, it sounds like Grandma and Georgina already know. When do you want to tell everybody else? Tonight? What? You didn't? What if I had said no? That's true. If you thought I was going to say no, you wouldn't have asked. You're so cute. Well, I look forward to seeing everybody at dinner at your place then. I guess that's why everybody had those weird little smiles as they were buying from us today. Dinner at your house. Soon to be dinner at our house. Baby? It took so much getting used to calling you that over Calic. You kind of like it now? I love you. Whether you're baby or Calic or honey. Or my favorite baker. that Christmas that I came back home and saw you again. I'll always be grateful for it. You're everything I want for Christmas and Valentine's Day and my birthday and every other holiday for the rest of my life. I can't wait to start our lives together. I love you forever.